This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Issues of the Environment. As you well know, there are still a lot of people who, for the most part, stay at home because of the coronavirus pandemic. Many are still working from home. All too many are without work. 4+ months of being confined to one degree or another can get claustrophobic, so it should come as no surprise. A lot of folks are looking to the out of doors for a sense of balance and maybe a little bit of peace as well. Once again, I'm David Fair, and the border-to-border trail through Washtenaw County has become an even more popular destination, and the expansion of the trail is continuing to create even more opportunity for hiking and biking. My guest this morning is Peter Sanderson, and Peter is principal park planner and landscape architect with the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Commission. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you for having me.
The national organization, Rails to Trails, says trails usage has gone up about 200% across the nation through the course of the pandemic. We've certainly seen that around here. Are you an outdoors kind of guy?
Oh, absolutely. Spend as much time outside as I can.
Do you have a favorite stretch of the border-to-border trail at this point that you like to utilize?
Ooh. Well, I try and use various pieces of it. So myself, I'm an Ann Arbor resident, so my home section is the Gallup Park Trail, but I love getting out to Dexter to see the new trails that we've just built out there, and also out towards Chelsea, we've just added 3 new segments, which are excellent, you know, through the woods as opposed to in the city and along the river. So different experiences in different areas of the county.
Well, as you've just pointed out, there has been so much work in the community halted or delayed because of COVID-19, but that work on the border-to-border trail is ongoing. So where do we stand with that tunnel that's being built under M-52 on the western side of the county?
Well, the tunnel is mostly done. It's got a few more weeks of work on it, just kind of finishing details, but it's basically done at this point. And we're waiting on the trail itself that connects on both sides. The contractor's working on a couple of final items, but we'd expect that to be ready for use by the public in early to mid-August.
And if I understand it correctly, there's going to be some new parking spaces, shelter, and bathrooms built at the Chelsea-Stockbridge connection part of the trail as well. Where are we on that?
That is also ongoing. Part of there's kind of 3 projects all going on there at once. So the trailhead that we're building is right next to the Linden Township Hall, which is off of North Territorial Road, just to the east of M-52. And so what we put in is approximately a 50-car parking lot. We're waiting on some of the final site amenities. There will be some waterless restrooms. We do have a drinking fountain that we've worked with the Linden Township Hall to provide water access. And yeah, some other amenities, picnic tables, benches, bike racks, things like that. That should all kind of be open at the same time as the trail. So we're looking, you know, mid-August.
And it really does kind of create that sense of accessibility and a welcoming portion of the trail, right?
Oh, absolutely. Accessibility is at the forefront of the trail design. And actually in this area, too, we've been working with the DNR, who actually owns the land. And they granted us an easement to construct the trail and the trailhead parking area. And we've been working with them to ensure accessibility for people of all walks of life and all abilities to be able to use the trail, get out into the woods, and experience nature.
Our Issues of the Environment conversation with Peter Sanderson of the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Commission continues on 89.1 WEMU. In Ypsilanti, there are a couple of things going on with the border-to-border trail. What's being done this summer?
Well, this summer we are working on Frog Island Park. We're rehabilitating the trail there from Forest Avenue down to Cross Street, so right near Depot Town.
It's kind of expanding the width of it, right?
Yes. The trail that's maybe 40 years old, 30 years old, on top of the berm there, we're going to lower the berm a little bit and make the trail wider, and it'll be repaved, so it'll be a nice connection. And we're also going to make sure that there's a good connection out to Cross Street and downtown. Part of that project, too, or under the same contract, is along Grove Road from where the trail comes out along the Water Street site, mm-hmm. where that intersects with Grove, down to I-94. We're taking the sidewalk, and we're going to be widening that out to a trail width. Those are the 2 projects that are going on in the city of Ypsilanti, and we have one other project that's going on in Ypsilanti Township down by Rawsonville Elementary School, connecting to one of our county borders, which is Rawsonville Road, the first county border that was hit with the border-to-border trail.
And there's also a $9.4 million tunnel being built in Ann Arbor under the railroad tracks at Argo Park near the dam. Is that on track for completion this summer?
I am not as familiar with that project. That one is primarily run by the city of Ann Arbor.
By the city, right.
But my understanding is that they are on schedule with that project. And that does connect right to the border-to-border trail.
Right. I guess that's why I brought it up, and I'm sorry to put you on the spot like that. But it does connect, and it does create that greater accessibility to our ability to get around the county in non-motorized fashion.
Absolutely. It connects to a huge neighborhood section over on the city's north side there, and there was an obvious demand for pedestrians to access the border-to-border trail, so I think that tunnel under the railroad will get a lot of use when it's complete.
Once again, you're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking about the border-to-border trail with Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation's park planner and landscape architect Peter Sanderson. Once this construction season is over, Peter, how much of the planned trail through Washtenaw County will be completed?
Well, we'll have a little bit more than 35 miles completed of about 54 miles total planned. Now, that build-out, that 54-mile build-out, is a very long-term vision. But when you start to break it down by the corridors in terms of, you know, connecting Chelsea to Dexter and Dexter to Ann Arbor and Ann Arbor to Ypsilanti, we're actually starting to close in on being done with that. And we'll have, maybe 10, 12 miles left to go to complete that connection between Ypsilanti, Ann Arbor, Dexter, and Chelsea.
Here is one of the uncertainties, and there's always budget uncertainties, but pandemic has really put a strain on budgets everywhere. Despite the financial uncertainty of a pandemic that may be with us for a while, what is at least on the schedule for 2021?
So we've been working on some federal grants and state grants and working with one of our private partners, the Huron-Waterloo Pathways Initiative, who have raised significant private funding to augment our local millage dollars at the parks. So what we're working on there is in between Dexter and Ann Arbor, we're working on going from Zebe Road to Delhi Metro Park, which is a continuation of the segment that we just finished that goes from Dexter Huron Metro Park out to Zebe Road at Huron River Drive. So when we get down to Delhi Metro Park, that's about halfway between Dexter and Ann Arbor. So we're hoping to have some of that work ongoing over the winter of 2020 into 21. And we're going to continue working on some of the Ypsilanti trail segments. Those are kind of the short-term projects that we have slated for construction next year. And potentially a little bit of work in Dexter, but we're working with the city on that one right now.
I love the concept of the connectivity of the border-to-border trail and the ability to get around without having to use motorized transportation. From the purely environmental perspective, Peter, how important is it in your estimation to have these non-motorized trails to help combat climate change?
Well, I think that by providing the opportunity for safe non-motorized transportation, we're allowing people to make their own choices and they can get to major employment centers. Just in the Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti area, we're connecting to University of Michigan. We're only about a mile from Central Campus, a quarter mile from North Campus. The trail goes right by the U of M Hospital. St. Joe's Medical Campus is on the trail there, one of our very first partners to allow us to build the trail there. Washtenaw Community College, Eastern Michigan University. I mean, we're connecting to a lot of major employment centers. So I do think that the trail gets a fair amount of commuting use. And our data shows that. We do periodic counts in partnership with the WATS, the Washtenaw Area Transportation Study. They do mobile counters. And you do see a spike in use at typical commuting times.
Our time together is winding down, but I do want to ask you a final question. I mean, this is obviously something you are invested in. It is something that you personally use and fully ingrained in getting this to its full fruition. When you run into people out on the trails and they talk to you about their experiences, what is most gratifying to you as a planner and a participant in bringing this to reality?
Well, that's a great question. I think the most gratifying part for me is just seeing the variety of people that use it. You know, I mean, it's everyone from kids on their balance bikes to families pushing the strollers to triathletes. So I just think it's really satisfying to see the variety of people that use it and use it in different ways that you'd never expect. I was just talking to my colleague this morning who said that he saw somebody towing a kayak behind their bike on the trail today.
That's great. I'm going to get use of the trail, then get use of the waterways as well. Well, Peter, thank you so much for the time, and I look forward to another conversation where we can once again update where we are.
Oh, thank you for having me.
That is Peter Sanderson, Principal Park Planner and Landscape Architect with the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Commission and our guest on Issues of the Environment. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commission, and it's heard each Wednesday. To access the archive and get all COVID-19-related news from WEMU and NPR, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.